Whilst he's in the medical assessment room being assessed, I sit in the waiting area, looking at each person in turn and working out A, which celebrity they most look like, and B, whether I would, on that basis, have sex with them. To me, the matter of losing my virginity is far more pressing than Wolverhampton's industrial decline. It has gone beyond urgent. It is essentially dragging the whole family down. I've got it into my head I should have sex for the first time while I'm still underage, but it feels like cheating to wait until it's legal. Anyone can have sex when they're 16. And try doing it when you're 14, you hang out only with your brothers and you wear your mum's bra. Not even Challenge Annika would have a go on that. I run my sex test on the other men in the room. There's a man in a body warmer who looks like Mark Curry off Treasure Houses. No. Man in tasseled shoes who looks like Radio 1 DJ Mike Reed. No. Man with hair coming out of his nose who looks like a Spike Milligan cartoon. No. I count five men who look like Freddie Mercury. In 1990 in Wolverhampton, a moustache and leather jacket is still an avowedly heterosexual look. I wouldn't have sex with any of them. Well, I probably would, to be honest, if they asked me. But it's unlikely.